As we digest the results of the midterm elections, examining just where things move from solid red to blue, you've got to consider Oakland County. That's where longtime county executive, Republican L. Brooks Patterson, is about to face his first Democrat majority on the county commission. Yes, Democrats will have the majority on the county board of commissioners for the very first time since, well, Gerald Ford was president. With us now is the Democratic County Commissioner from Royal Oak, who is the Democrats' caucus chair. Dave Woodward, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
So the 14-7 Republican majority flips to an 11-10 Democratic majority on the first day in January. It's been over 40 years since Dems controlled the Oakland County Commission. You've been on the board 14 years. Did you ever think this day was going to happen?
Well, we definitely have worked for it for many, many years. But you're right. I was born the year that Democrats had a functioning majority. But frankly, it was even longer than that before they actually were elected. The last majority was the result of a couple Republicans switching parties in 1976.
So, you know, in the run up to the midterm elections and to when this happened, did you feel something that told you maybe this was going to make this happen?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, I mean, ever since the 2016 election, we have seen a level of activism, people being motivated to get involved in their communities and get interested in running for office. And I would say that this cycle, we recruited the strongest field of candidates, candidates who brought a wealth of experience with them. And that was the secret sauce that made the difference in going from a super minority to the majority on Election Day.
What do you think voters heard that they responded to that turned a solidly Republican party and swung it blue?
Well, I think you have to look at what Democrats, even the minority, have been leading on the county board for the last many years. Years ago, we staked out a claim that we were going to work with our Republican colleagues to make things better for the people that we represented. And we focused on fixing roads and where we led efforts to invest in our local communities to help rebuild those roads. We led efforts to protect school drinking water and replace drinking fountains in all our school districts across the county. We led an effort to protect our lakes. Oakland County's home to more lakes than any other county in the state, and led an effort to protect it from pollution and invasive species. The list goes on and on. And I think that when we look going forward, and all of our candidates speaking from, with the same message, investing in our communities, investing in our roads, protecting our water, investing in people, that's what resonated. That's what people heard. And they elected candidates that pledged to do that for the next 2 years.
A big, big issue in Southeast Michigan, I don't need to tell you, is public transit. And
absolutely.
I also don't need to tell you that Executive Patterson has been one of the main opponents to expanding regional transportation options. How do you see the conversations around public transportation and the RTA playing out with a new democratically controlled county commission?
Well, I think the conversation is a great opportunity for a reset. Public transit, investing in public transit, improving public transit for a host of reasons, which I know that you've covered on your show, the need to get workers to jobs, to meet the mobility needs of an aging population, to connect our communities and attract the next generation of workers, the talent that we need to really help be the fuel that drives our economy. These are all priorities. And our candidates were campaigning on this very issue in these traditionally red areas around Oakland County. And they were resoundingly elected on Election Day. So I hope that sends a message. Like I said, that I think it's a reset for the conversation. As a caucus, we are very interested in helping lead the conversation that's going to result in a solution of improving transit once and for all in Southeast Michigan.
What else would you like to address that you have not been able to because you've been in the minority for so long?
Well, I mean, I think that there's a lot of the things that I talked about that we had focused on over the last many years. I think we want to build on that. We have major problems ahead of us. When we look at our water infrastructure, when we look at our road and bridges infrastructure in our local communities, the state of Michigan has identified and secured some money, but everyone acknowledges it's not enough money to fix the problems. And so what I think that you're going to see us do, we're very interested in taking on big problems. We're not interested in kicking the can down the road. We're ready to take on those problems today and to fix them once and for all and get the job done. In addition to that, transit is one thing, but Oakland County has been a barrier to regional cooperation and regional progress on a host of other fronts. When I look at economic development, you might have heard our county executive came out with all daggers fighting development of new strategies that Metro Detroit works together to attract investment from around the world, around the country, and what have you. We want to be partners with our neighbors. Oakland County is in a position with our regional partners to be the driving force for Michigan. And so looking forward to working with the new leadership in Michigan. I think we're going to have a partnership with our neighbors all around us to really take on these problems that, frankly, have been held back because we've had executive leadership and one-party control that's held up progress on a lot of fronts.
I'm speaking with Dave Woodward, who is going to be the Democrats' caucus chair as the Democrats win their first majority on Oakland County's Board of Commissioner for the first time since 1976. You talk about this regionalism. What kind of clashes do you foresee with County Executive Patterson as you kind of go down that path?
Well, I'm an optimist at heart. And fortunately, there's been a good tradition on the board of Democrats and Republicans working together. A lot of the initiatives that I outlined were the result of working together and finding common ground with our Republican colleagues to get it across the finish line, get enough votes to make these things happen. Things like protecting the drinking water in schools and investing more money in roads in our local cities and so forth. As we move forward, I mean, I think things that I hope is not going to be necessary conflict. I hope to actually bring the executive with us. When it talks about investing in workers, there's a lot of talk about skilled trades and the lack of enough skilled trade workers for the job demands that are very much on the horizon. We would want to, get serious and take that on. But you can't do that when you're also advocating for paying them less. And so those are some of the things that I think that we're going to be excited about working again in a regional fashion, because the world doesn't end at the 910 square miles that encompass Oakland County. We've got 62 communities, like I mentioned, more lakes than any other county in the entire state. And unfortunately, in a position to be the driver, the economic engine. We're a county that has a GDP and economic powerhouse that's, frankly, larger than some states in this country. And I'm looking forward to working with the executive, and hopefully we're going to be able to make measured progress to improve the lives of a lot of people.
What do you think all of this means for Oakland County's relationship with its neighbors in Detroit and in Wayne County?
Well, I think it goes without question that we have an opportunity to strengthen those relationships. The degree in which those relationships have been strained due to style or substance. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know, I don't care, nor do I have the patience for anymore. We have serious infrastructure questions that we got to take on, workforce development issues that we've got to be working together on, economic development strategies we've got to be working on together. To do right by the leadership that's coming up behind us and the young people who are going to be entering the workforce very soon. We don't have time for the barriers to progress that have existed in the past. That 1970s mindset has to change. And myself and my colleagues are very excited to really start those conversations. I think it's a new day in Oakland County to be bold, get things done for the people who elected us last Tuesday.
Dave Woodward, the Democrats caucus chair, coming in with the first majority on Oakland County's Board of Commissioners in more than 40 years. Dave, thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
We reached out to Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson. He declined our interview request. Instead, his spokesman sent us the statement that he would release the day after the election, which reads, in part, "The results of Tuesday's election were not unexpected. My administration has always reached across the aisle, especially at budget time, to pass a bipartisan, balanced 3-year budget. We will continue to do so."